Morgantown, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Court appearance today for New York Attorney General Letitia James, charged in a case brought by the Trump Justice Department.
Letitia James is a dirty cop. You go after these people and they say how horrible you are, and yet I got indicted five times and impeached twice. Nobody says anything about that.
The president suddenly called off trade talks with Canada, and Prime Minister Mark Carney says he hopes they can get back on track.
It will be for the benefit of workers in the United States, workers in Canada, and families in both of our countries.
The government says consumer prices rose 3% last month when compared to 1 year ago. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
Some of the categories impacted by tariffs, like apparel, furniture and bedding, household furnishings, floor coverings, all of these categories are starting to show that prices are accelerating.
And the government says the cost of living increase for Social Security recipients next year is 2.8%. CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.
Know what's happening in your community across Wisconsin and around the nation, all right here on WFHR, online at WFHR.com. For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. What would Senator Tammy Baldwin like to see following train derailments in Dodge County? Parker Olson has the story.
Senator Tammy Baldwin sent a letter Tuesday to Canadian Pacific Kansas City about an August train derailment in Dodge County. The derailment led to a crude oil spill near Reeseville. It's the second derailment in as many years in the area. Baldwin's letter to the company responsible for that 24-car derailment called on the company to investigate track issues in the area. Their previous two derailments were both caused by track issues. Baldwin is asking the company to provide her office with the summary of the actions they had taken since that August derailment. She also called on the company for a description of investments and changes in operation since the 2023 derailment that saw 29 cars derailed. For Civic Media News, I'm Parker Olson.
WRCT's Silver Foxes have one more performance of their hilarious murder mystery, Eat, Drink, and Be Murdered. You'll get to decide who the killer is in this Irish family feud. If you pick the right person, you'll be included in a drawing to win the prize. The show starts at 7 p.m. tonight at WRCT in the Centralia Center. Saturday is the Fall Festival celebration at Witter Field in Wisconsin Rapids. From 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., families can celebrate the feelings of fall with food, festivities, and fun. They'll have a petting zoo, pumpkin painting, truck viewing, candy and treats, vendors, and of course, brats and beverages. That's at Witter Field at 521 Lincoln Street from 3 to 11 on Saturday. Visit Rome is holding their kids' Halloween party at the Rome Town Center on Saturday. It's from 1 to 3 p.m. They'll have trick-or-treating, fun games, and prizes for best costumes. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. It's the Bucks and the Raptors in Toronto, but guard Kevin Porter is not on this road trip. On MRI confirmed he suffered a sprained ankle in the Bucks season opener Wednesday night. College football, the Badgers head to Eugene, Oregon to play the Ducks tomorrow night. Wisconsin hoping to snap a five-game losing streak. NFL, the Packers holding practice before flying to Pittsburgh for Sunday night football against the Steelers. Baseball, game one of the World Series tonight in Los Angeles between the Blue Jays and the Dodgers. Brewers manager Pat Murphy on how their season ended in L.A. last week.
From my world, I felt like we did not put our best foot forward in that series. And I think it would have made some difference, but the Dodgers were on it. And you know when a team is on it. And we, the balls we did hit hard, for instance, got caught. You know, our ball in play, I think, was 130, something record low.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Real news, great conversation, right to your inbox. Subscribe to WFHR's newsletter and never miss the stories right here in Wisconsin Rapids.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly sunny sky for your Friday afternoon with highs in the lower 50s and light west winds. Overnight, clouds will thicken up, will drop back into the lower 30s. On Saturday, some rain chances developing, mostly cloudy, highs in the lower 50s. It's 39 at our studios.
From Eau Claire to Green Bay.
Oh my goodness, a powerful run to the house.
Bengals.
And Milwaukee to Madison.
Under duress, and it's a safety.
The tradition of Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin heads west to take on the Oregon Ducks. Our coverage begins at 4.
Now we'll get rolling.
On your home for Wisconsin football.
Looking pressured and sacked.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Across the state of Wisconsin, people have concerns, to say the least, about Badger football. Brady Ewing, two-time Big Ten champion and NFL vet, will be here to discuss it at our favorite fall event. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, top of the Friday to you. Happy Friday, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Jumma Mubarak. It's the end of the week, the beginning of the weekend. It's Anything Goes Friday. We have one guest in the third hour, and that's it. It's you and me all day, more or less. In the first hour of our program, the coup that finally worked, Mike Johnson has succeeded where the January 6th insurrection failed in turning Donald Trump into a king. I'll talk about that in a moment. Also, both Trump and Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney have announced that they are done with each other. And Reagan weighs in on Trump's failure, the ghost of Reagan. And what does Trump's tariff chaos cost America? Inflation is up today. I'll let you know the details of that in just a few minutes. In the second hour of our program, it looks like Donald Trump's Justice Department released a lengthy Orwellian manifesto. This is kind of George Orwell Day. All 3 hours of this program are dealing with basically aspects of Orwell's 1984, you know, vision of America, of the world. It wasn't America, it was Britain, but actually it was Oceania, but you get the point. And apparently ICE can mess you up and you can't fight back. Plus, apparently the FBI is now visiting the homes of innocent protesters under Trump's orders. More Orwellian Big Brother is watching you stuff. In our third hour, Kirk Bangstad is going to be with us. The, I believe, CEO of Minocqua Brewing Company, a beer brewer. The intersection of business and activism. And more Orwell, perpetual war. Donald Trump says land strikes could be coming soon to Venezuela. That in the third hour of the program. So a lot to talk about today. I want to kick it off, though. This is what amazes me is how the media does not seem to be covering this story at all. The House of Representatives has been out of session for more than a month now, officially. And this is illegal. The Constitution says that whenever either the House or the Senate is in recess for more than 3 days, it can only do so with the permission of the other body, you know, during a regular session and during the 2 years that it's supposed to be in session. So you can't go more than 3 days of recess or vacation or whatever you want to call it without the other body saying, OK, that's cool with us. The Senate has not said a word. The Senate has not said this is OK. Mike Johnson has been operating outside the law with the House of Representatives, as far as I can tell. I mean, if you can find it, I searched. I ran Google. I ran ChatGPT. I ran Perplex. I ran a bunch of different, you know, has the Senate, couldn't find a single instance of it. So, number one, it's illegal. But even if the Senate was to say, OK, it's cool, you can go on recess for a month. Why? Why is Mike Johnson doing this? Why has he recessed the House of Representatives for an entire month plus? I think the reason, I think it's fairly obvious, although, again, nobody in the media seems to be pointing this out, and I'm not sure why. I think it may be because they think that the government shutdown and the House recess are the same thing, and they're not. They're two completely separate things. In fact, they're unrelated to each other. The House went into recess before the government shutdown began. So what's going on here? This, in my opinion, is Mike Johnson handing king-like powers to Donald Trump. Let me explain. One of the principal jobs of the House of Representatives, of Congress in general, in both the House and the Senate, the first among equals, the Article I branch, is to keep in check, to hold in check the power of the executive, of the president, to prevent a president from behaving like a king. The founders wrote this into the Constitution because they had just dealt with George III. So here you've got James Madison, the father of the Constitution, writing in Federalist number 47, quote, "No political truth is of greater intrinsic value or is stamped with the authority of more enlightened patrons of liberty than that the accumulation of all powers, legislative, executive, and judiciary in the same hands may justly be pronounced the very definition of tyranny." Here's Thomas Jefferson commenting on Madison's, this was his comment on Federalist 48. That was from Federalist 47. This is Jefferson, the author of the Declaration of Independence. Quote, "All the powers of government, legislative, executive, and judiciary, result to the legislative body. The concentrating of the point here, by the way, is that the House of Representatives ratifies the Electoral College votes. So, you know, the presidency is defined by the House of Representatives. The judiciary requires approval of the Senate and Congress, the first Congress, had to literally create the courts out of nothing. So the Congress is literally the first among equals, and that's what Jefferson is talking about here. He says all the powers of government, legislative, executive, and judiciary result to the legislative body. The concentrating of these in the same hands is precisely the definition of despotic government. And elective despotism, and he put those words in all caps, elective despotism was not the government we fought for, but one in which the powers of government should be so divided and balanced among several bodies of magistracy so as no one could transcend their legal limits without being effectually checked and restrained by the others. You get this? The job of Congress is to restrain the president from king-like behavior. So what happens when Congress is suspended? There's no oversight. You know, if Congress was in session, I think it's a fairly safe bet that somebody would say, hey, it looks like Trump is going to start tearing down the East Wing. There's bulldozers coming. We need to stop this. Let's hold a hearing. Let's publicize this. Let's raise some hell right now. But they were gone. Mike Johnson not only suspended the House, but he told all the Republicans, go back to your home districts. Take a vacation. Spend a month with your kids. Don't do a town hall. Don't talk to the people. I mean, he's been very explicit about that. But, you know, go have fun. Go to Disney World. Or, you know, on the government's dime, take a junket to Rome or something, you know. Go visit the world. So the consequence of that is that there are no oversight hearings to hold Trump to account. There are no oversight hearings to hold Kristi Noem to account, or Tom Holman, or ICE. There's no oversight hearings to hold Pam Bondi to account, or even to ask her why for 8 years as Attorney General of Florida while Jeffrey Epstein was raping young girls, why didn't she do anything about it? Or why is she continuing to hide the Epstein, you know, documents? I mean, we've got, what was her name? I think it was Amy Wallace, who was the co-author with Virginia Giuffre of the of Nobody's Girl, her autobiography, coming out and saying that, you know, there's these names, these 20 men that they, you know, Bondi knows their names, Kash Patel knows their names, she knows their names. But, you know, Congress isn't there. They can't do anything. There is no authority. What Mike Johnson has done, and if he continues this, and if this happens frequently throughout the Trump presidency, what he has done is he has handed to Donald Trump the powers of a king. No oversight, no restraint, no control, no regulation, no public shaming, no public, revelations. It's just, Donald, you get to do what you want. And if we continue to allow this, if he continues to keep the House out of session, we might as well recall, let's just change the United Kingdom of America instead of the United States of America, or maybe the Trump Kingdom of America. I mean, after all, he's building his Epstein ballroom. It's a clone of the throne room in the Winter Palace.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
He's soon going to have his own throne room where he can entertain billionaires at $1 million-a-plate dinners. That's four, right? What if I told you that most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. That's get, G-E-T, getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow human some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced, also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2030. At the recombobulation area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is, and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the recombobulation area.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Businesses across the state counting on $1.5 billion in federal funding are finding out it's not coming. The money had been approved to help pay for energy-saving projects, solar and wind development, technology innovation, and more. The Department of Energy is now reportedly canceling those awards. One group that is getting a boost in federal funding, AI data center developers. The new federal budget lets tech companies claim more upfront tax breaks on data center equipment, facilities, and production lines. And it appears to be working. Microsoft recently announced what it calls the world's most powerful AI data center planned for Mount Pleasant. But environmental groups warn unfettered AI development could cause lasting harm to our natural resources. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
We want to thank our listeners for following the Rapids Report over to the podcast world. Your growing support for the show and your favorite guests, area nonprofits, is greatly appreciated.
We love getting the word out about the great things nonprofits do for the community. Special thanks to Crockett Septic for sponsoring this show as they continue to help us bring you great conversations.
Listen to the Rapids Report at WFHR.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
The house lights dim, the halls grow cold, the gavel drops, but no one showed. They said the fight was long since done, but tyranny don't need a gun. No smoke, no flames, no shattered glass, just silence where the people asked. The mob had failed to break the door, now the speaker's done much more. This is the coup that finally works. No battle cries, no flags that burn, just a quiet hand and a line that blurred. That's the coup that finally works. They shut the doors, they froze the floor. The people's house don't meet no more, and power flows with truth once stirred. That's the coup that finally works.
21 minutes past. That's the coup that finally worked. Mike Johnson succeeded where January 6th failed. It's amazing, just turning Trump into a king. Meanwhile, there is some pushback happening. A couple of days ago, the Prime Minister of Canada, Mark Carney, who previously, by the way, just as a reminder, this guy used to be the head of the Bank of England, their equivalent of our Fed, and he was the head of the Bank of Canada, their equivalent of our Fed. This guy understands economics, right, really well. And he's doing a great job as prime minister. I mean, it's like, wow. And here is what he had to say, I believe it was 2 days ago, about Canada saying, okay, enough of this crazy, you know, we're just not going to deal with this madman anymore. Here he is.
But this process, this decades-long process of an ever closer economic relationship with the United States is now over. And as a consequence, many of our former strengths as a country, former strengths more particularly as our economy, strengths based on close ties to America, have become our vulnerabilities.
And then he goes through and he just lays it out. He says, we have this new doctrine. We're going to build Canada. We're going to diversify markets. We're going to rewire our supply chains. We're going to get shovels in the ground for ports, power, and housing. We're going to stop betting the national balance sheet on the whims of a White House. These are Dean Blundell's words, by the way, a Canadian reporter, basically, you know, summarizing Mark Carney's positions. And stop betting the national balance sheet on the whims of a White House that treats tariffs like a social media post. And then in, on top of this, there was some big sporting event, and forgive me for not following sports and not knowing what it was, but this ad that was running apparently Wednesday night that was put up by the province of Ontario, you know, Doug Ford, the famous Ontario premier who is a pretty big critic of Donald Trump's tariffs. They ran this ad. I'm going to play the ad for you. It's a minute long. It's quite amazing, and this is not AI. This is actually Ronald Reagan. Here it is.
When someone says, let's impose tariffs on foreign imports, it looks like they're doing the patriotic thing by protecting American products and jobs. And sometimes for a short while it works, but only for a short time. But over the long run, such trade barriers hurt every American worker and consumer. High tariffs inevitably lead to retaliation by foreign countries and the triggering of fierce trade wars. Then the worst happens. Markets shrink and collapse, businesses and industries shut down, and millions of people lose their jobs. Throughout the world, there's a growing realization that the way to prosperity for all nations is rejecting protectionist legislation and promoting fair and free competition. America's jobs and growth are at stake.
There you go. Ronald Reagan. America's jobs and growth are at stake. We can't have high tariffs, right? Now, setting aside the whole argument about neoliberalism, Reagan actually believed this stuff. I mean, he was all about, you know, knocking down tariffs, and he did. And so Doug Ford and the province of Ontario play this thing during the baseball playoffs, I guess, the Blue Jays and the Mariners. Is that right, Sean? Yeah. And Trump just went nuts. He goes on his Nazi-infested, you know, pathetic little social media site and goes, based on their egregious behavior, and then this is in all caps, all trade negotiations with Canada are hereby terminated. Yeah. Doug Ford, by the way, says, I'm a big Ronald Reagan fan. And then Trump goes off again. He says, Canada cheated and got caught. They fraudulently took a big ad buy saying Ronald Reagan did not like tariffs when actually he loved tariffs for our country and its national security. No, those were actually Ronald Reagan's words. It was a radio ad that he cut in 1987, you know, the next to the last year of his presidency. He was quite serious about that. One of the things that Reagan understood is that tariffs, if they're not done right, can lead to inflation. And sure enough, here we have, you know, the front page of the Wall Street Journal today. U.S. inflation picked up to 3% in September. Remember, Joe Biden had it down in the 2 range. They, you know, the Fed, Jay Carney, and the Fed's goal is, you know, 2%, 2.0%. And Biden had it at, what, 2.6, 2.7, something like that. Well, it's up to 3%. And it's continuing to go up. Food and gasoline led the rise, which are just whacking average working people. And, you know, they're starting to speak up about this. The cost of living now, this the new Reuters Ipsos poll finds that 40% of people said that candidates' position on cost of living will be the single biggest factor in their vote next year. 28% said the top issue was protecting democracy, but 40% affordability, which is the basis of Zoran Mamdani's campaign. Affordability is his key word. Democrats right across the board are starting to adopt this. Healthcare, food, housing, energy, this stuff has just gone nuts as a result of Trump's policies.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So what's on your mind? Anything goes weekend here on the Tom Hartman Program right after this break. Dr. Jonathan Greenberg is here with us today. He's one of the leading sleep doctors in our country, biomedical engineer, and he's the inventor of ZYPPA, Z-Y-P-P-A-H, or Happy Z spelled backwards. So tell me, Doc, what actually causes people to snore?
You know, Tom, that's a great question, and thanks for having me. Snoring is all about the tongue. When you go to sleep, your muscles relax. Your tongue is one of the biggest, strongest muscles in the body. And so when you fall asleep, your tongue relaxes. And then, of course, when you're lying on your back, gravity is pushing the tongue backwards. Same thing with alcohol. Alcohol is a muscle relaxant. We all know that. So again, we drink alcohol, it gets worse. And then the last item that kind of really punctuates this is I didn't snore when I was younger, but as I'm getting older, now I'm snoring, or my wife is snoring, my husband is snoring. And again, what happens when we get older? We lose muscle tone. So everything points to the fact that it's all about the tongue. We keep the tongue from falling back, and we win.
Amazing. So ZYPPA, your invention, has a 91% success rate. Why is it that ZYPPA is so much better at stopping snoring than pretty much anything else?
Since it's all about the tongue, what we created was what I call a seatbelt for the tongue. It's a silicone strap that keeps the tongue from falling back. So just like a seatbelt, If you're behaving, no big deal. You don't even notice it's there. But if the tongue starts misbehaving, going to the back of the throat where it'll start to block the airway, cause snoring, that's when the tongue strap is going to be in its way. It won't be able to do it. And that's why we have that great success rate. Go to our website. It's zypah.com, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, which is happy Z spelled backwards because it's happy sleep. And we're going to donate $10 to the Susan G. Komen Fund for the research.
That's marvelous. Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Go to zypah.com and use that code PINK today or text PINK to 511-511.
Pat Kreitlow. On Monday, we'll talk about how the 2026 campaigns already feature several candidates hostile to the majority of voters who support women's health care rights. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A dramatic hearing at the state capitol over investigations into teachers accused of misconduct. Savannah Tome Olson takes us there.
We are asking the legislature
Wait a second here.
It all started with a story from the Cap Times last week, which said there were at least 200 investigations into Wisconsin teachers over a period of 5 years for grooming or sexual misconduct that were not made public. It detailed specific cases where school staff did not have their licenses revoked after accusations of inappropriate contact with students. State Superintendent Jill Underley wrote a letter demanding a correction, but also said the state needs to update its laws to make it easier for the DPI to investigate these cases. However, the DPI only has the ability to investigate public school teachers. Private school teachers are not required to be licensed in Wisconsin. The Assembly Committee on Government Operations, Accountability, and Transparency held a hearing Thursday asking for testimony from Underley. She chose not to come, which bristled members of the committee. Chair Amanda Nedweski.
Dr. Underley did not even call me. She did not send an email. She did not reach out in any way saying this date did not work for her.
In her place was Tom McCarthy, Deputy Superintendent of Operations. A huge part of this conversation was about grooming, a pattern of behavior that can look innocent. But the goal is to gain students' trust with that innocent-looking behavior in order to take advantage of that relationship.
We see cases where it is a clear boundary violation. Should not be texting that kid at that hour of the night, but they're texting that kid at that hour of the night about making sure they get to school. Is that grooming? Is that a standard?
The legislature cut more than $1 million in funding to the DPI in the latest budget. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
And I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR WIRI News.
Don't miss any of the stories that impact your life. Catch WFHR's News Roundup in the podcast form. Go to WFHR.com to subscribe.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly sunny sky for your Friday afternoon with highs in the lower 50s and light west winds. Overnight, clouds will thicken up, will drop back into the lower 30s. On Saturday, some rain chances developing, mostly cloudy. Highs in the lower 50s. It's 42 at our studios.
Seems like nobody in America agrees on much of anything these days.
But can we agree the federal government shouldn't tax people into poverty?
If you work full-time, you should be able to afford your basic needs. Don't you think? We're the Patriotic Millionaires.
We believe your full-time job should cover what it costs to live. We think your first $45,000 of income should be tax-free.
And multimillionaires?
We should pay more to fund your tax cut. Go to first45taxfree.com to learn more. A working-class tax cut paid for by millionaires. That's an idea we can all agree on.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Happy Halloween from the Rational Revolution. We have a ghost hunter. Todd Michaels joins us to celebrate Halloween.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
So much for all of your support. Did you know know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
He woke up raging, thumb on the phone, blaming Ontario in a furious tone.
Says Reagan loved tariffs.
Spoiler.
He didn't.
Now trade talks are dead, cause Trump got offended.
Oh, say, can you see? A trade war with a tree.
Carney's come. Trump's in all caps, you'll see.
Pilots of maple syrup meltdown, dripping down the feed. Carney's calm and steady, Trump's fueled by greed. Tariffs on pancakes, chaos in play.
He's fighting Canada on a Friday.
Let me get Ronald Reagan here, please let me rest. Free trade was kinda what I thought was best.
Fake ghost.
Deep state ghost.
Have some toast.
Reagan's rolling in his grave, trade deals he tried to sell.
Cry prices climb, steel town stuck in overtime. All for a tweet,
all for a show,
while the markets tremble below.
Cattle Canada, hold my beer. Trump's trade war shifting gear. Carney smiles polite and clear. We've got maple syrup and receipts right here.
It's a maple syrup meltdown, chaos and cheer. Another Trump tantrum. Same old.
Kindness.
Trade, not tirades.
36 minutes past the hour. And picking up your calls here, James in Montgomery, Alabama. Hey, James, thanks for listening to us on Sirius XM. What's up?
My pleasure, Tom. I do it every day.
Thank you.
And good morning to you. Thank you so much for the topic. I'm not hearing this anywhere else. I mean, if he'll tear down the East Wing just with no fanfare, well, you know, there's this building on Constitution Avenue that's not being used, this giant, big waste of space. It has a dome on top of it. You may have seen it before. Mm-hmm. At what point is he just going to tear that down to build, you know, the Trump Crypto Institute of Maggot? Mentality or yeah. You know, or something equally
it.
Insane.
Yeah, I get it.
I mean, I love it. Dude, you said it. Why is this lost on everybody that you don't have to, the government just dissolved itself.
Yeah.
When you have co-conspirators that have all the power, i.e. the Supreme Court, the Speaker of the House, in the Constitution, I mean, the Congress has evolved to its own rules, to its own, but the Speaker has way too much power as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Well, what
I
he
mean,
has
why
done,
is all that?
He's done it in defiance of the Constitution. The Constitution says he can't suspend the House for more than 3 days without the Senate approving. The Senate has not approved. And I'm guessing that the Senate may not approve. He may not get 50 votes in the Senate for an approval. And, you know, people like Rand Paul, I mean, there's some contrarians over there. So Mike Johnson is doing this illegally. He's shutting down this government, and I believe he's doing it to stop any semblance of oversight over Donald Trump. Everybody says, oh, it's all about the Epstein files. Well, of course, that's part of it. But I think it's much larger than that. There's no oversight over Trump tearing down the East Wing of the White House. There's no oversight over Trump killing people in the Caribbean. There's no or Caribbean or however you say it. There's no oversight of Trump, you know, imposing tariffs. Unconstitutional. Article 1, Section 7 of the Constitution says only Congress can impose tariffs. That's before the Supreme Court right now. Now, you know, there's just no oversight happening whatsoever because Mike Johnson has suspended Congress and sent all the Republicans home. And it's wrong. It's not how, you know, this is exactly the nightmare that James Madison and Thomas Jefferson talked about. It's exactly
well,
that.
Didn't Russ vote Didn't Rusfeld say it would be a bloodless coup if the Democrats allow it?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Although Donald Trump said that when I started deporting people, it was actually going to get bloody. So we've got both, James. James, I got to move along, but thank you. That was a brilliant rant. Great to hear from you there in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you. John in Indianapolis, Indiana. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Well, first of all, I'm out in rural Indiana now. So
okay.
I'm John Bartlett. I'm running for state representative in District 33, which is between Muncie and the Ohio line.
Mm-hmm.
And want to talk to you a little bit about some rural issues, but like the biggest one I think right now we need to be focused on is the data centers that are going in. These data centers, like the one up in New Carlisle, which is between South Bend and Michigan City, that's the biggest data center in the country right now. It's an Amazon data center, and it is pulling 3 million gallons of water for coolant, for the processor coolant, out of the Kankakee aquifer daily.
Wow. That's got to be altering the ecosystem of the aquifer, right?
Oh, big time. The people's wells are drying up, and what they can get tastes funny and smells.
Holy cow.
The other thing about those is that these things, this one data center up there, uses the electricity of 1 million households, which Indiana only has 2.6 million households. So it's like using 40% of the power a day. We can't keep up. Our electric bills are going up because the state legislature has approved us to pay more, the consumers to pay more for the electrical upgrades, and not the people, the data center companies that are going to require this.
Oh, they're buying it at wholesale. You guys are all paying retail.
Oh, yeah. And then the other part of that is that they are, this year, they approved us to have modular nuclear reactor development go in, also on the dime of the consumers.
Wow.
But these things, when they go in, if you don't know what they are, they're like submarine-sized nuclear reactors that they're going to build a bunch of them in our cornfields, which up to 300 megawatts in capacity. If these things are running at 300 megawatts of capacity, they use 4 million gallons of coolant water a day. And they are probably going to be pulling that out of our aquifers as well. And
you guys are going to start having crop failures in addition to droughts.
Exactly. It'll turn us into a desert.
Yeah.
At the same time, we're going to be hit up on our, we're going to be poor as poor can be, because they're going to suck it away. And I mean, we've already seen a 25% increase in our electric bills this year.
Mm.
And I don't know how much more we're going to see.
Yeah, we just saw 17% here in Oregon. That's one of the reasons why Louise and I put solar panels on our house. And we're having more batteries installed, actually, on Monday. John, give us the URL for your campaign. You know, let people know how they can find out more about you or support you.
Sure, it's bartlett4indiana.org, and four is the word F-O-R,
okay.
bartlett4indiana.org.
Two T's?
Two T's.
Yeah, okay, great. And in the future, when you call in, I've got here that you're in Indianapolis. What city should I put in?
I put Hartford City.
Okay, Hartford City, you got it. John, thank you very much, and good luck on your campaign.
It's, all right, thank you.
It's absolutely great that you're running for political office. We need more people with the courage to do that. Thank you. Hunter in Klamath Falls, Oregon. Hey, Hunter, what's on your mind today?
Happy Indian summer.
Oh, yeah, Rabbi the trees had just this week are all changing color, at least, around here near the Columbia River.
Yep, same here. That last guy you had on there, they're doing that in Apache Junction, too, down in Arizona.
Yep.
With those data centers and, water.
Yep.
But the reason I'm calling is King Charles met with the Pope, and I think it's some Knights Templar stuff. He probably said that Putin, Netanyahu, and Trump are like the demonic trinity antichrist, And
wouldn't it be interesting to know what their private conversation was like? I mean, when I met with the Pope, there was Pope John Paul II. We were in a private room, and it was very brief. I mean, it was probably three or four minutes, but You know, they bring you in and you shake hands and or kiss his ring if you're Catholic, and have a little conversation, and then you come out. And you know, I'm wondering, and I'm guessing, you know, King Charles III had a more extensive conversation than I did, and they prayed together, which is kind of cool. But I'm just it would be fascinating to be a fly on the wall in that meeting.
Yeah, my uncle Harvey met the Pope, John Paul, and also. I was hoping that, what was it, the 88-foot flag, white flagpoles that Trump put, you know, and all weird about, I think that represents the neo-Nazi North and the Confederate South. Mm-hmm. And to fight it, we need to have AOC and that Pac-Man kid run for president, I think.
David Pac-Man?
The kid. Yes, I think he'd be a wonderful vice president.
Yeah, David's a good guy. I've known David for years. For people who don't know, David Pac-Man has a show on YouTube. He used to be on Free Speech TV. Not sure if he still is. He's doing some stuff over on YouTube. Hunter, great to hear from you. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Yeah, good talking to you. And the data centers are coming to Oregon, too, by the way. They're building them all over the place. 45 minutes past the hour. It's Anything Goes Weekend. What's on your mind?
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be back with your Anything Goes Weekend calls. Quince has the kind of fall staples you'll actually want to wear on repeat, like 100% Mongolian cashmere from just $60, classic fit denim, and real leather and wool outerwear that looks sharp and holds up. By partnering directly with ethical factories and top artisans, Quince cuts out the middlemen to deliver premium quality at half the cost of similar brands. I have several sweaters from Quince, and I love them. I find them affordable and fashionable. They're part of my go-to wardrobe and have held up super well. And Quince has really become a go-to across the board. Louise has been checking out their bedding and travel accessories. Layer up this fall with pieces that feel as good as they look. Go to quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Tom.
Ooh, boo! Did I scare you? Probably not, but I bet your aunt's mystery casserole for the holidays is going to scare your socks off. Why take a chance on a frightening meal this holiday? Take the fear out of the holidays with El Cafe in Port Edwards. Order your favorite items, have them delivered, and relax. The holidays can be frightful enough. Call 715-887-2213. That's 715-887-2233. Let El Cafe take the fear out of your holiday.
It's that time of year where things go bump in the night. Ghosts and ghouls and goblins are spotted roaming the foggy late-night landscape, preparing for Halloween. Coming soon, there will be tricks and treats, costumes and fun. But remember, there's only one thing more scary and disturbing than vampires, witches, or even clowns. The most frightening thing of all, an old, rickety, dark and dirty porta-potty. Don't let the thought of a porta-potty frighten you. Crockett Septic has a huge inventory of porta-potties available for events, parties, and promotions, and they're always clean and comfortable. Stay away from those nasty porta-coffins and call Crockett Septic for a porta-potty experience that won't scare the well, you know, out of you. From Rome to Rudolph in Junction City, Grand Rapids, and Nakusa, all the way to Point and Plover, Crockett Septic can handle your porta-potty needs, holding tanks and septic pumping too. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce.
Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
3030. Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Mark in Sauk City, Wisconsin. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Yeah, you're talking about the Federalist Papers. I've been, you know, reading once again that Federalist 69 talks about the characters of the real characteristics of the executive. I think is how it's titled, the real character of the executive. And twice in that chapter, Hamilton carefully points out that the president is subject to punishment and disgrace. He further points out there's not one particle of spiritual jurisdiction in the presidency. And he mentions repeatedly that the president operates in concurrence with Congress. Mm-hmm. You know, Federalist 69 is bracketed by Federalist 67, where Hamilton was trying to assuage the fears of the anti-federalists that the president was going to become a Oriental Asiatic despot, you know, similar to like Putin or the guy that runs Saudi Arabia right now, and have his, you know, cross surrounded by minions and mistresses, which of course Trump is, you know, has an army of murderous Janissaries, which Trump does. And further in 75, as you're aware, where he talks about a president might, you know, betray the interests of the state, you know, by aid of money, foreign powers and foreign money coming in, that for his own self-aggrandizement. And what is that? What is this ballroom other than something, a temple to Trump's ego?
Sure.
I mean, from my understanding, from what I've heard, it's patterned on what he saw, what the czars had over in Russia.
Yeah, in the Winter Palace in St. Petersburg, there is this giant room. It's called the throne room, and there is a throne at the far end of the room. And the czars would sit on that throne, and foreign potentates would come in. And Putin has sat on that throne and entertained foreigners. And, you know, for Trump, it'll, of course, be a little, you know, platform or a stage. Maybe, I don't know, maybe he'll put a throne at the end. But it's a complete clone. I mean, it's got the same colonnades down the sides. It's got the same double chandeliers down the middle. It's got the same inlaid ceiling. I mean, it is a clone of the throne room in the Winter Palace.
And how does that ascribe to American character, where if you're going to have this truly American, it should reflect American character, not that of an Asiatic despot is what... Yeah.
Well, and apparently the one that Trump wants to build is about 5% larger than the one in the Winter Palace. So Trump will be able to say to Putin, mine's bigger than yours.
Well, that's about all that's bigger in Trump than
Putin's got. Compensation much? Yes, I understand, Mark. All righty, Mark, thanks. That was a great rant.
Thanks, brother.
Great to hear from you. Gar in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Gar, what's on your mind today?
How you doing today, Tom? I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Busy this week.
Yeah, it's supposed to be kind of miserable weather, but otherwise, all's good.
Yeah, I like to mention who built the Trump Tower. Fat Tony Salerno, the head of the mafia.
Yep.
His company built the Trump Tower. So I just wonder who's... looking with the east wind.
Oh, that's a good question.
And another thing,
you know, the company, if I could interrupt you just for a second, Gar, the company that's doing the demolition is just getting all kinds of crap on their website and on social media and stuff. They are being hammered. Back to you.
And another thing, too, you know, as far as, you know, Trump reminds me, you heard about that guy who was going to shoot up Hartsfield Airport, right?
Mm, yeah.
And you heard about that?
Yeah, he got arrested before he was able to do anything.
And you see how he got busted, right? His family told him. I think Trump is that same guy. He's telling us, please stop me. Please stop me. Mm. And nobody will stop it. I think he's crying for help. He really is, because he's doing some crazy stuff. He's crying for help, and nobody's going to stop him.
Could be.
I think he's that guy. But at least that guy's family turned him in.
Yeah, that's not going to happen with Trump. His family's, I mean, you know, his son, Eric, just became a billionaire.
Yeah, I mean, I think the American people is his family.
Yeah, and that was money from the United Arab Emirates after Trump gave them all those NVIDIA chips that you're not supposed to give to anybody. And, I mean, it's just, it's crazy, these guys. They're the open corruption, the grift, these guys were hysterical that Joe Biden's son, you know, took $1 million a year from that natural gas company in Ukraine for being on their board. That had the Republicans.
They're begging to be stopped.
They wanted to shut down the government over that. I mean, you know, and now you've got Trump's son taking $1 billion, his son-in-law taking $2 billion. I mean, it is just
in your face, too. In your face.
Yeah, no,
they're begging to be stopped.
They're giving us the middle finger, Gar. They don't care about the American people. You know,
no,
they're getting rich.
To stop, but nobody will stop them.
Yep. Mike Johnson shut down Congress. Is the only thing that could stop them, and Mike Johnson shut it down. And I think he shut it down on Trump's instructions. If Trump wanted Congress open, it would be open. This is on Trump's instructions. Mike Johnson shut down the House of Representatives. This is my rant today at HartmanReport.com. So that Trump could do this kind of stuff and him and his family could get away with this kind of stuff. Gar, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Yeah, spot on. You nailed it. Thank you. Mark in Panama, Central America. Holy cow. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey, Tom, can you hear me?
Just fine, yeah. I only have about a minute and a half, though, Mark. I'm sorry. I hope you have a quick one.
I'll go. It's more than quick, but so I'll jump right to the point. Had a funny story to tell in addition. But somebody had asked the question earlier, and you didn't have an answer earlier in the week, why governors in blue states cannot stop the tax flow to Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And you're correct, they can't. I am a tax guru. I've owned tax businesses for about 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
There is something that we, the people, can do, especially because it's November. Most people get refunds. If they fill out their W-4 and just stop the federal tax, don't stop doing state tax, please, they'll probably still get a refund. It'll just be less of one.
Mm-hmm.
You can also owe $1,000 and not be charged a penalty. So mm-hmm. that way you're borrowing their money instead mm-hmm. of them borrowing yours.
Interesting.
And if we could do this, and I can go into it, I can give me an email or I can call mm-hmm. Call back another day. We really can do the, you know, we the people can do this.
Yeah, it would take a fairly widespread effort, but I get it, Mark. I get it, Mark. I'm sorry, I'm out of time, but thank you. I didn't know about the $1,000 without a penalty, and you know, it makes sense. The November, you know, being toward the end of the year, that you could, you could pause your withholding. Thank you. Thank you very much for that. We'll be back on the other side of the break with hour two of Anything Goes. We can stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how How cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754. Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation.
Call 800-838-8614. 800-838-8614. That's 800-838-8614.
Paid for by Airtime Media.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. New York Attorney General Letitia James pleads not guilty to charges in the bank fraud case brought by the Trump Justice Department.
I've heard from just about every jurisdiction in this nation who have said stand up and be tall. And never, ever cow down or back down.
President Trump suddenly ended trade talks with Canada. White House advisor Kevin Hassett.
President Truth, something that reveals his frustration with the actions and postures of the Canadians through months of negotiations. And we'll see how it goes.
An anti-tariff ad surfaced in Canada that used Ronald Reagan. Defense Secretary Hegseth says six people were killed in a U.S. military strike on a suspected drug-running boat in the Caribbean. CBS's Ellie Watson.
Last week, we saw the first two strikes in the Eastern Pacific. So not only is the timing of these strikes expanding, but also the locations.
CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.
From Grand